Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Chatter for Change. I am Preston, and I'm joined by Frisco and
Hello.
Seth, my lovely cohorts. However, we have a brand new guest on the show for you today, and she will introduce herself now.
Who is she?
Hello, everyone. It's so good to be here. And my name is Lily, and I've been involved with True Blue since seventh grade. So the same as you all, I think.
Yep.
Exactly right.
I'm pretty sure we all in the same. Yeah.
Yeah, we were the same class that started this all those years ago.
Wow. Pretty crazy. Anyways.
So personally, one of my favorite activities that I've done with True Blue is attending the mid-year training for Community Anti-Drug Coalitions of America. And so at this training, I've really learned a lot about strategic planning and logic models and ways that we could make True Blue better. So what's some of your all's favorite things that you've done with True Blue?
Seth, you go first.
Oh, me? I would say on our TLC, our Teen Leadership Conference that we have every year at the St. Joseph's.
That's a good answer.
Collaboration of a bunch of neighboring counties that we all get together, have fun, and learn how to
that was always really fun.
I miss their chicken strips, I'm not kidding. Like
their chicken strips.
Yeah, like the first night we get there and we have dinner, the last time I was there they had like chicken strips and mashed potatoes, and I kid you not, they are some of the best I've ever had. They're like top 10.
I can only remember the breakfast. I can't remember the dinner.
Oh, I remember the dinner a lot more than the breakfast. I'm not a breakfast guy. I kid you not, I will eat just like lunch food for breakfast.
Yeah, I remember the breakfast. I don't know. It's kind of an inappropriate joke. I mean, it's not inappropriate, but I remember we were having ice cream or something. Or maybe it was lunch. It was lunch. And okay. We were having ice cream. And then Preston's just like, man, I just love having a cold one with the boys.
I remember that.
Okay.
Well, I mean, ice cream is cold.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't mean, you know, alcohol. Yeah, obviously, we're against that.
It's about the context of which the joke was said.
Cold ice cream. Anyways, I liked TLC too. That was pretty fun. What about you, Preston?
Well, I'm going to say probably the favorite thing that we do, in my opinion, is the mini TLC that we do for all of our kids. I feel like we use a lot of the stuff that we use at TLC, and we execute it, I would say, very well at mini TLC. Those kids are a lot younger than we are, and they can get really a good foundation for the importance of avoiding drugs, and it just kind of builds up as they get older.
I definitely remember attending TLC whenever I was in sixth grade, and so I think that it definitely does have an impact on the youth.
Mm-hmm. When I was in sixth grade and we went there, I remember it being the weirdest feeling because I went to the Slaughter's before it had closed. And the way that we came, I knew exactly where that school was. And it's like when you go, it's almost like you have the time of your life. Like you learn a lot of stuff and you have fun with it. And I think that's the key part, is that they have fun while they're learning, and that's not the easiest thing in the world to do.
Yeah, I definitely remember having a lot of fun there at the TLCs. TLCs, yeah.
Not to mention, on the topic of food, not to mention the excellent pizza that we'd have from year to year. I'm just saying, like, Pizza's good as a worker, it's definitely a plus.
Pizza is definitely a plus in all senses.
Yeah, I will say this: we usually get Little Caesars, and I'm not the biggest fan, but because of how close it is, it's pretty darn good. All right, enough about this. Lily, tell us a little bit about what you've done, because you've done some pretty remarkable things that some of us haven't during your time here at True Blue.
So first, I'm just going to talk a little bit about why that I got involved. And I know that you all have your specific stories about why you originally got involved with True Blue.
Right.
And I just had always known that I would be drug, alcohol, and nicotine free. And that's something that had always been taught to me. And because of my religious beliefs, it was something I knew that I would always uphold. Mm. And because of that, I always thought that it wouldn't affect me in any way. But whenever I was 12, a drunk driver actually ran their car through the side of my house. And luckily, no one was home at the time, and the driver didn't have any life-threatening injuries. But it really showed me that it can affect you even if you aren't actively involved in it. And so it was something that made me really want to start advocating against substance use among youth.
So I guess I have some questions about that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you go ahead, because...
So, like, you say you were 12, right? Were you, like... So, you said you weren't home. Was, like, the car still there? Like...
Yeah, so the car had, like, the automatic dialing service to call emergency. Yeah. And so... We weren't at home, and our neighbors called us and said, there's cops at your house and fire trucks and everything. And so we were like, okay, well, what's going on? So we went home, and there was, the car was in our basement. Like, it was in, the front tires were in the basement, and it was, like, hanging in. And so we got there, and they had already gotten the guy out, and he was taken to the hospital.
Good. No.
But, yeah, so that's how we found out. Was our neighbors called us.
Oh my goodness. I was just about to ask if, like, was the building structurally sound to even take the car out of the house? Because, you know, obviously you don't want to pull that car out and then all of a sudden the front of your house comes in.
True.
I mean, just like you said, you've already got front tires in the basement, because that's just crazy to me that a car literally drove through the front of your house.
Yeah, and so... whenever they first got him out, that he claimed that it was because the roads were icy, but he had actually ran all the way through the entire front of our yard. Like, it was like a very long stretch. And so then they performed a drug test and they saw that he was actually under the influence.
Well,
that'll do it to you.
Yeah, you're true. All joking aside, alcohol will do that to you. This is why you see on TV the ads of, if you drink, get a designated driver or something. Because if you drive while drunk, you will pay for it, whether it's literally running into somebody's house or injuring yourself and or others.
Hmm. Yes, absolutely.
I guess another question is, how long was it there a hole in your house?
Well, it actually knocked, like, the foundation off of the house.
So you just, like, just bounce, or?
I don't know what happened. Like, the foundation was moved, and so it took us, like, it took a while before it got fixed again.
Oh, my God. So did you all stay in the house while you were fixing the house, or did you all,
no, we didn't.
I'd imagine it'd be kind of cold inside.
I mean,
yeah, definitely. There was like a gaping hole in the side of the house, so we definitely didn't stay there.
Well, I wonder where this air's coming from. Let me check the windows. Oh wait, there's a giant hole in my house.
Yeah.
It sounds like something out of a cartoon, and I hate to say that, but that unrealistic, I guess, like, what I'm trying to say is that crazy things happen when you do alcohol and drugs and you decide, oh, well, I'm just going to drive. It's those decisions that make all the difference in the world. And your decisions impact others whether you like it or not, for better and for worse. And in this case, it was for worse.
Definitely. And it's actually still impacting the man to this day, as he's still in jail from that decision that he made that night.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
that's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. That is crazy. So, Lily, you have been to a lot of different conferences while you've been with True Blue. And what was the most notable one that you've gone to so far? What was the one that you took away the most information to execute it here?
I think the one that I've taken away the most information from was, like I said before, the Community Anti-Drug Coalitions of America. It's really such a wonderful training, and it allows you to develop relationships with coalitions throughout the country. And that was one of the greatest things that I took away. I was able to build relationships with people, especially in states where that marijuana was being legalized. There was a lot of action towards that at the time that I was at the conference. And so I was able to see how that they were handling that, if that ever did happen in Kentucky, maybe some steps that we could take in order to deal with that. But I think a conference has definitely been memorable was the Kentucky Dover Prevention Training this past March. And Seth was also in attendance at that one. Hmm. And you can talk a little bit about that, Seth, what happened with our experience there.
Well, actually, I would never forget, on our way home was kind of basically the beginning of the pandemic. That was when the schools were notified that we won't be going back for a couple of weeks.
Oh, wow.
It was
March the 13th. It was the day that everything shut down.
That was the day.
When it all happened.
Oh, dude, that day will... I mean this literally. We'll go down in infamy because that's the day when everything shut down. And you're saying that you were on the way home and all of a sudden you just got hearing the calls, oh, we're going to close this, this, and this?
Well, yeah, it was actually when we were at the conference, it was a tornado that shut us down. And then on our way back, we found out that school was about to be done for and the end of the world was coming. I mean, that's beside the point, but...
Well, I find that absolutely insane. Like, that sounds like the craziest conference in history. I mean, because A...
Legendary.
Exactly. Like, A, your building has been struck by a tornado. And B, you're coming home to your community, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, you can't go out. I find that so bizarre that all of those events accumulated in one day. Like, that's just crazy to me.
Like a mini 2020.
Yeah, it was like the trial version of 2020. Because, you know, like, we still had some kind of hope in March. And then COVID hit.
Yeah.
I find that insane. That it was like a precursor for what was to come for the rest of the year.
And the fire alarm had even went off that morning before we left.
Yeah, you've got to be kidding me.
Evacuated the whole hotel.
So it was in a hotel that is where you stayed?
Mm-hmm.
Or, I mean, of course, that's where you stayed, but like...
the conference rooms. Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
Gotcha. Oh,
man, that is a tornado, a pandemic, all in a fire, all in one conference. I mean, that covers a lot of ground, if you ask me. Like, enough for a few years.
We definitely did take away some valuable lessons from that, though. We learned a lot about... relations with the media and how we can do things like this podcast that we're doing now. We learned how to get things like that started and how to really just get more involved with the news and things like that. So we definitely did take some positive things away from it, even if overall it was a pretty crazy experience.
Well, that's a very good thing. You know, you mentioned the media and doing this podcast, and I still believe that after all of the episodes that we've recorded so far, that this is an excellent way to reach out to those that we can't A, see in person, and B, don't usually, you know, talk to from our day-to-day lives. I mean, I have a firm belief that this podcast connects a lot of different people, and I think we're still doing a lot of good talking about what we do, what we stand for, and what we'll continue to do on this show. And it's been an absolute pleasure to have you guys and gal on the show and talk about the experiences that we've had.
And, so how long was the stay there? Where'd you guys stay?
Louisville.
How long was the conference? That's what I'm trying to say.
It was 3 days.
3 days?
Gotcha.
Yeah, 3 days. Yeah. Wow. So something happened, like, or not every day, but like...
enough for every day, that's for sure.
And before we went up there, there was a lot of discussion about, is the pandemic actually going to be a big deal? And so we were like, oh, I'm sure it'll be fine. So we went ahead and went up there, and then we got the call that school was going to be canceled. And we were still like, oh, well, it's not going to be that big of a deal. It's just going to be for 2 weeks. But that definitely did not happen. Yeah.
That 2 weeks turned into months, quite literally.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I think about this every now and then, but... you know, that original quarantine period was supposed to be for 2 weeks, and then we were supposed to go back.
Speaking of...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think no one had any idea, because I can, like, remember, at least on social media, people are like, whoa, like, 12 days in quarantine. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, I'm going crazy.
Yeah, and then...
like, 6 months later.
Yeah, that was the uncertainty of it all, because we were seeing all these cases in China where it originated.
Yeah, we were joking about it at first.
We were like, man, if this ever hits the U.S., everything's going to break loose. And it sure enough did. Yeah. I think we can all agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, Well, it's funny you mention that because from, I believe, California to New York, they were starting to report that new strain that came in from the UK.
I know. It's like all happening over again. It's like,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, I hate to say
like
this,
Groundhog Day.
Exactly. It's like Groundhog Day.
You get like, you know, the new strain of COVID, you know, crazy stuff happening. It's like just a do-over, like, you know, wait till next year. You know, you could do it again, but now you know what's happening.
So yeah. I think that now we're looking more, it's been a while. It's been a lot longer, obviously, than that 2 weeks that they said originally. So what do you all think are going to be some of the longer term effects? I think we're already starting to see some of the long term effects, but over the years, what do you all think it's how COVID is going to affect us?
Okay, well, I have one thing that I'm almost positive it's going to happen. I think masks are going to be a new norm. I think if you're sick, you're going to wear a mask. If there's a new sickness about, or like flu season, you're going to wear a mask at all times. Because, I mean, I don't know. I think it's...
What is the flu?
Yeah, I definitely think there's some, you know, it's definitely going to happen. I don't know. That's what I think, just because, at least for me, more than like a health benefit, it's kind of like a social mask. Well, where it's like you don't have to, like, I don't know. It's like no one knows what you're doing. It's like it's just a nice layer for those introverts, you know?
Well, I think it's changed the mindset of some people about how germs spread. And, you know, I'll admit this has made me a little bit more of a germaphobe. Like,
really?
I have consciously thought about when I touch things, when I'm around people. And, you know, I would have never thought about any of this stuff if it wasn't for the pandemic. I find that very interesting. But, yeah, like you said, masks are definitely going to be the norm for a while simply because of, A, COVID, and, B, I think people are going to change their mindset about going out in public when they have other sicknesses like pneumonia or the flu or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, at least for me, I haven't been sick all year. That's kind of cool, you know, since I've been wearing masks. I've been hand washing. I mean, I haven't gotten, I guess, it directly. I don't know, really have allergies, so
yeah,
I don't get sick like that. But that's pretty cool, you know. I haven't gotten sick. Woo-woo.
Yeah, it's a miracle.
Huh?
Knock on wood.
Yeah, definitely knock on wood. But thankfully, there it is. But thankfully, we haven't had as many problems with COVID as other communities have.
Anyway, sorry, I just dropped my phone. But what is another thing that you think is going to happen in 2021? Or like a new norm after COVID, like Lily said.
How do you all think that our work with drug prevention is going to be affected? Because a lot of our events have been canceled, like our mini teen leadership conference, our teen leadership conference, the fifth grade health fair, so many of our conferences. How do you all think that it's going to be affected in the future?
Well, it's definitely going to be important that whenever we get out of COVID, when we can be with those kids, that we establish what we mean, because we haven't been face to face with them in so long. And I think that connection, that human connection, is absolutely critical to what we do.
Oh, definitely.
Because, you know, we've established relationships with some of those kids. We've taught them the importance of having a good time responsibly. And when we are separated, it makes our job a lot harder to do that. So I think whenever we do get back together, when we do reconnect with those kids, that we get it right. Because it's absolutely critical to not what we do, but for those kids' futures.
Yeah, I definitely think being separate is just... Because like whenever they see you, it's like they see all aspects of you, not just like a voice or a picture, but they kind of like see you, like they see the depth of you. They see you moving around. They see your personality.
Well, yeah, we're coming back to a new batch of kids, basically, because we're missing almost a whole year of face-to-face interactions and building
relationships
with the students. Yeah, so I mean... Yeah, I mean, time will tell.
I mean, it's like what we were talking about on last episode, about breaking that generational thing that keeps on happening, or that, I guess, generational habit? I don't know. The generational lifestyle. You know, at least being able to be in touch with kids or peers You're able to make a good influence, but, you know, mm-hmm. not being there is kind of making it tougher.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we'll just have to work around that. I don't really know how we're going to do it, but yeah, you know, we'll find a way.
Whenever we're allowed to be back, I guarantee you we're going to figure out what we can do, what we will do, because we cannot afford to go into this unplanned. We can't just say, just do what we usually do. Well, this year has taught me that doing what you usually do isn't always going to work. You have to come up with new ways to achieve the exact same thing.
That's good.
And that I feel like that's exactly what we're going to have to do whenever we get to the point where we see those kids again.
Absolutely. Yeah, I wrote a grant last November, actually. Or I guess it was November of 2019, so I guess that would be 2 years ago now. But it was a plan for the fall of 2020 to do a afternoon event for second graders in Webster County just to work on character building. And the event wasn't going to specifically talk about alcohol drugs,
right.
But it was going to give youth the skills necessary to be able to refuse it in the future. Mm. And so that event has obviously been canceled because it was planned to be in person. And so I'm still working to try to have that maybe next year. And so it's shown me for sure that I'm going to have to definitely adapt and to be able to change what my plan was. And like, I think it's shown us all that we have to be able to be adaptable.
Yeah. I think just like what you said, flexibility is the absolute key to living in the 2020s right now. If we're being honest, at one point, things were changing by the day, and we have to be ready for those changes, because if we don't change, we're going to be left behind. I mean, just straight up, if we don't change, we're not going to be able to do our jobs effectively.
Yeah.
And I hope that whenever you do get to have that event with those second graders, that it does go well, because I think that's a really great idea with getting them started out even younger than the kids that we usually talk to.
So I guess to move on, what's another, have you been to another event, or like, what's your favorite event, I guess you could say, as being a part of True Blue? Cause like we've talked about TLC. Is there any specific thing what's the thing that Tyler does? I can't remember. It's like the meetings that he does.
The Kentucky ASAP board.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Tyler serves as a youth representative on that board, and I also serve as a youth representative. And so through that, I really feel that I've been able to grow those connections with the adult leaders who are working in this same area that we are, and really are working for substance use prevention. And it's been able to show me that there are so many people who are willing to support the ideas that the Youth Council and True Blue has, and that there is a lot of people that are involved in this fight.
Mm. So I guess as a part of that, I remember we met once, but that was just the True Blue crew. But you guys meet every month, that's right?
Yes, we meet every month, and we do an update about what is going on in the community, and then to see if there's anything that we can improve or any ways that we can work on or support a specific sector in their initiatives that they're working on.
So is it more of like a give and take? It's like we use the True Blue to help them, and then sometimes they help us, or is it kind of just like a what's going on, like how are things going sort of thing?
I definitely think it's a partnership. I think that one of the best things about this group and the thing that makes it really effective is our strong partnerships that we've built over the years. And this is one of those really strong partnerships that we are able to grow, and we're able to stay connected, and we're able to combine all of these initiatives together in order to make it the most cohesive, to have the most impact in our communities.
Mm. Dang.
Yeah. So let me ask you about this. Do you have representatives from every county, or is it like split up into regions? Because I know every county has a different fight, and B, every region has a different fight.
Well, this is specifically for Webster County.
Okay.
So our representatives are from the different sectors. And so there's a sector for law enforcement, there's a sector for youth, there's a sector for the schools, there's a sector for the Family Resource Center. And so there's all of these different sectors that come together.
Gotcha.
Specifically for Webster County.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that definitely, at least, I would have to guess that this definitely gives you an idea of the same problem just from different angles. Because, you know, law enforcement may see something that we may not necessarily see at first.
Right, right.
And I think that would definitely helps.
Yeah, for sure. It really helps us to see all of the different aspects of it and how different people are approaching it.
So I guess, if there's any further questions, you know, I guess now's the time. Anything you want to share to each other? Like,
Seth, how was your Christmas, buddy?
My holiday season. I won't do Christmas alone, but my holiday season was wonderful. How about yourself? Well, actually, I will say a little something. It was good getting to see one of my family members from New York. She had been through everything that's going on, hadn't been able to see her for a really long time. Yeah. And getting to see her was definitely one of the highlights of my holiday season. How about yourself?
It was good. We didn't necessarily see our extended family because of COVID reasons, but
right.
We saw those that we knew weren't going out, like my grandparents and my uncle's family. So it was definitely nice to get together to have a Christmas and not just stay at home like we did, especially at Easter. It was the weirdest feeling getting up on Easter morning and not getting ready for church and listening to it online.
Like, I mean, that was just a month after it started.
Yeah, that was only 1 month after all of this started.
Wow. My holiday was good. I enjoyed it. I don't know. I think it was all the same, especially since I was at home. There wasn't really anything to do. It's just every day is the same. Wake up, do the same things, go to sleep, wake up, do the same things. I didn't know if it was like Thursday or Tuesday.
Dude,
it's very easy to get lost. Is.
Oh, yeah, for about the first month, I didn't keep track. I was just like, day 58, day 73. You know, it just like you said, they all blended together. Lily, how was your Christmas season?
I had a good Christmas. I really enjoyed getting to see family. I come from a really big family. My mom has 9 siblings, and my dad has 4 siblings.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of big. That's kind of big.
Yeah.
And so, in order to be able to see them safely, we split up the days. And so, on my mom's side, each of the siblings scheduled like a day to go see their mom and to be able to visit so that we could do that safely. So it was good being able to see her.
Wow. Must be a pretty big family.
Definitely. Yeah. It doesn't take a lot of thinking to figure out that that's a pretty big family.
It is a big family.
Cause like that's about double the size of my family, but.
Okay, I guess to wrap it up, I just have one question.
Let's hear it. You.
Okay, so I know I said it earlier, but do you call, I would call it a sucker, but do you call it a sucker or do you call it a lollipop?
Sucker.
Sucker? Yeah. What about you,
Preston? Nah, it's always been sucker.
Sucker.
Lollipop just doesn't.
It depends, like the shape of it. Like if it's flat, I'm gonna call it a lollipop. But if it's like a dum dum, it's gonna be a sucker.
So it's like size, shape,
yeah,
sort of thing.
Yeah, I feel like if anything, I call just them all dum dums. I'm not very specific with my language. Like I call everything Coke, regardless of whether it's Pepsi or Dr. Pepper.
Oh my gosh, that's treason! Oh my, are you kidding?
I do the same thing, Preston. Yeah.
Don't call.
I
it,
do the same thing.
Why?
It's all the same thing. it all blends. I mean, if you
agree to disagree,
you need to go home. You need to get a glass. You need to get a 2 liter of Pepsi. And you need to get a 2 liter of Coke. You need to mix it together and see if you can tell me a difference. Because it feels like practically the same thing. Like, except maybe Coke's a little better.
That's what I'm saying. See, what about Sprite? Do you call Sprite Coke?
No, I call Sprite Sprite.
Okay, so do it by name.
Any dark beverage is just Coke.
What about Dr. Pepper or root beer?
I don't drink root beer.
Okay. Well, I mean, no one really likes root beer. Can we say
no,
that?
Like...
Incorrect. I love root beer.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
okay.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. You know, we'll just cap it there. We'll just put a pin in that, and we'll pick that up.
Yeah, we'll save
time.
This for another day.
Okay. Well, this has been Chatter for Change. It's been pretty nice, you know. Woohoo, new person. We have Lily here. I hope we can see you again, you know, mixing in with the groups.
Absolutely.
And I guess we will see you next episode.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, we'll see you.
Bye.
Bye.